All right, guys, welcome back to MGM Marketability's podcast. Angie,
yes,
is
hello.
Back.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You made it through
I'm
the snow.
Angie. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Yes. Listen, only about 3 hours north from here, just frozen, all of it. Like, just, you can't even get outside your house.
So how did you get here?
Well, I have an SUV, and I just backed out of a warm garage, and the rest is history. Thank God we have that little mode that says the slippery and the normal and all that. Mm. So I only slid a couple of times.
I wish I had that mode.
I'm here. Yeah. I think you're, what, put rock salt or something in the trunk and... to weigh it down.
No, so I wish I had that mode like on my cell, like my body. So like when I'm walking
body.
On the sidewalk,
yes.
I don't slip and fall.
Did you?
I slick? Almost bit it. Yeah. Whenever it kind of snowed and iced, it wasn't as bad as where you were from.
Yeah.
But like the parking lot at the gym, I almost bit it.
Okay.
Actually, one of my friends did bite it.
That was a flex, yeah. But mm-hmm. Pun intended. And are you captured on Ring camera almost? That's what's so funny.
I bet you there's cameras out there. I bet you there are, yeah.
And it's terrible that we laugh at that, and I'm very sorry if you've been impacted that way.
Everybody laughs. It's okay.
Yeah. Even, I mean, your spouse will laugh, you know, which gets us into today's topic.
Actually, Lena is the first one to laugh at me if I do something like that.
I'm awful. My husband is fantastic, though. He will not laugh because I we were doing what are those things in the Segway thing, mm-hmm. hauling, right? I'm hauling. All of a sudden, I've got my phone. I'm doing something. I hit a crack and I fly in my cheek. I was first thing, just about blacked out. I would have lost it.
Were you mid-deal?
Mid-deal. Yeah, I was mid-deal. You never make, your clients never wait. But anyway, he gets up on me and he's like, babe, are you okay? I'm like, I would have been laughing so hard, but he didn't laugh. So my new thing is I try to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to lose it. But anyway, okay. So what are we going to talk about today?
So we're going to talk about the effects of being a business owner and the effects on your wife being a business
owner.
Well,
I don't have a wife.
Or your
what
spouse.
About your spouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are kind of going through something, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting, especially when it comes to travel, I feel like.
Yes.
That's like the stickiest point, I think, for us is when I'm gone for a few days at a time.
It is tough. And, you know, anymore, it's really hard to find a business where you don't travel, whether you're going to a convention or continuing education or you have to go shoot for a client.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens a lot. And It helps to have an understanding spouse. It really does. It makes the job a lot more fun, I think.
Yeah. And then, I mean, even now we're trying to position ourselves to where she can come
mm-hmm.
and either be valuable on the trip or just be able to come with us.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Just to be a part of it.
Well, a little piece of advice, and you could do this for your spouse as well. Say they're going to a great destination and you want to go. Say, honey, I mean, everybody wants to remember this trip.
Right.
Why don't you bring me to do BTS or behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Then you got your little iPhone, whatever, you're taking photos, you send it up to corporate, they love it, there you go, you got your trip paid for.
Paid for, yeah.
Paid for. I mean, I don't know that that's going to happen, but we do that here in our marketing ad agency, so.
Yeah.
We love BTS.
And BTS is very, it's easily forgotten about.
Yeah.
It's easily forgotten about, but it's actually really important because.
So important.
Some of that stuff is what people really care about. They really want to see, hey, how does that work? How does that happen?
Yeah.
You know,
and if you're on social media, which if you're not, I mean, you know, I know that you despise it. A lot of people do, but it's a necessity to show people that you're legitimate. You're out there, you're running your business.
Yeah.
You got these great people working for you. You can edit what you share, you know,
yeah.
It doesn't have to, definitely don't do a Facebook Live or anything crazy. Like when you're out with your company officials or, you know, don't. That's never going to end well. But
yeah.
No, that's, I mean, just think about that. So, because it has been interesting to see what Lena has done in our organization. You know, she works down the road a little bit. They're both in business, but she's come in here and gotten involved and shown some interest. And we've been able to use her, which has been great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, which I think has eased some stuff, some tension between us whenever I'm gone.
Yes.
Or if I get stuck working for like 10 or 12 hours one day.
Yes.
She knows that she can just walk right in and, you know, come hang out with me or work work alongside or whatever.
Yeah. That's really neat. And, you know, here's something I learned a long time ago, having been on the receiving end and also working with individuals on a partnership level. Trust me, you want to make sure that the significant other is happy.
Yes.
Because if they ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And it makes it hard, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that it can be the difference between your business doing good and great.
100%.
You know, like, yeah.
You having to quit.
Yeah.
And go get another job.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, because friendships get destroyed, yeah. Or, you know, business relationships get destroyed. And,
yeah,
it can be very bad.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, you've even seen some corporations now, they offer daycare, they offer, you know, trips, incentives.
Right.
Just something to let that spouse know, hey, we're aware that we're keeping them more than we should, or he or she is traveling more than maybe you agreed to.
Yeah.
But we see you and we respect you. And, you know, we want to take care of you too.
Yeah, that's my dad's company that he worked with for 30 years. Mm-hmm. They always did like two or three really nice trips a year.
Yep. That's good. It's just rewards, you know, reward people for being a great contributing member to your team. And I think you'll be happy with that result. Although we do have to point out that somebody, she will remain nameless, within our organization, when you're a contractor, an independent contractor, you know, you pretty much pay for your own benefits and things like that. Pretty sure her husband pulled her aside and said, hey, I read a sign at Costco that says great benefits. She was insulted a little bit. I mean, when you consider the amount of money that she spent on a camera, editing gear, killing it, doing a great job.
Yeah.
But, you know, people do get nervous about benefits. In particular, in their instance, they both work for themselves.
Right.
So it's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you are going to pay a little bit more, but I would say shop around. No reason to go to work for somebody benefits because you can find that package that's right for you.
Well, and then there are people out there at like medical facilities that can actually they can help you navigate all the insurance things for you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Happens to be one of our clients, CRHPC. We're in Southern Illinois, but I'm sure any facility like this, it's a rural healthcare facility, and they have community
resource coordinators.
And you just go in and they help you, like you said, whether it's insurance or...
And it's completely free. It's funded by the government so that you can figure out and navigate and get the right insurance that fits your lifestyle and your need.
Yeah.
It's actually really cool. It's one of the things I actually like about the government.
It is so good. I mean, it is a wonderful service because if you're like me, I can't sit on the phone forever. I can't read the 42-page email. It's just not in me. I shut down.
Yeah. But you can read a 42-page text message.
No, I write 42-page text messages, but I can't read those. I read them in increments, but it's nice to go in and have a friendly face and then they help you out, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like your spouse. It helps when you're a friendly face when you get home, and that's on both sides. If you're going to take, give, and make sure that you're giving as much as you take.
Yeah. Or more.
I like that. Or more. All right. So we'll have more, I guess, on the next episode of Market Abilities.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
How long did we go? What did we promise them?
We went a little over 10 minutes.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah.
Wait, we should give them more.
Okay. Let's give them more.
Do you have one word of wisdom when it comes to your relationship?
I just shared it.
One more.
No. Okay. Here we go. And my whole life is based on this premise, communication.
Oh, dang it. Took mine.
Did I steal it?
Yeah.
Man, that's so important. You just got to keep talking.
Yeah.
You got to keep talking to people that you work with, people you love, even if you feel like they don't understand it. It's just so good to keep them in the loop. And I've even been surprised in my marriage. I just sometimes just, you know, there it is from the day, everything. I don't know if I'm trying to include him or get his take on it or whatever, but I've been so surprised where he says, yeah, I remember you. I said, I told you that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's great. Yeah.
It's better than the don't tell him or her.
Right. Yeah.
That will never work well.
It always bites you.
Yeah.
Maybe not a day later, but at some point it'll bite you.
That's why lying doesn't pay off, friends. It's so hard to remember what you said if it's not the truth.
Right.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
So we had the same little word. What would be your other little piece of information? What are these little things?
I would piggyback off of that and just say reassurance is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you don't need to tell your spouse that you love them every day,
mm-hmm.
but you do it anyway because you want to remind them that like it hasn't faded, it hasn't gone. And just reassure them that like, you know, if you're in a tough situation, everything's going to be okay. Like that's what most people want to hear if something's tough. Like they're going to be like, okay, yeah, everything will be okay.
Right. Because a lot of people will tell you just hearing that is enough.
Exactly.
Even if it's not going to be okay, hearing your significant significant other say it's going to be okay. For some reason, you know, you believe that.
Especially when you're in business.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have months where especially if you're just starting maybe even now, like it's not going to go well for a few months and it'll go back up and you know, right. It will, right. But they don't know that and they don't understand how that happens. So you need to be reassuring.
Right. And that's, you know, the other thing is, aside from just the positive words, we're all guilty of this. Sometimes you take frustrations from the office and from the day home.
Yeah.
That's the incorrect target. That person doesn't deserve what you might be projecting onto them. So I, for one, even today, I said, you know, by the way, I'd like to point out, I realize I've been a little on edge the last couple of days, nothing to do with you. I would like to apologize. Yeah. And he goes, well, I ignored you or whatever, you know, but that's important just to point that out. And because you don't want them walking around thinking, what did I do to them? Or, yeah, you know,
right.
And then the other piece of advice is, it's so hard, but it will work well for you if you learn to leave your work. Even if you work at home, leave it at the door. When you walk out of the office or wherever you're working, that area, close the computer, be done with it and leave it. Like we used to say, leave it at the back door or hang it there on the back door. It'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then go enjoy your family.
Yeah.
Because that's what life's about.
Oh, that was good.
Was it?
That was nice.
Aww. Yeah.
Anyways, follow us on social media, Market Abilities Podcast. Go to growingmediamarketing.com if you guys need help with marketing.
That's it.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.